get there, and we're alone, and we're lonely. After we're miserable enough, like the narrator in his Fight Club condo, or the narrator isolated by her own beautiful face in Invisible Monsters, we destroy our lovely nest and force ourselves back into the larger world. In so many ways, that's also how you write a novel. You plan and research. You spend time alone, building this lovely world where you control, control, control everything. You let the telephone ring. The emails pile up. You stay in your story world until you destroy it. Then you come back to be with other people. If your story world sells well enough, you get to go on book tour, do interviews, really be with people, a lot of people. People until you're sick of people, until you crave the idea of escaping, getting away to another lovely story world. And so it goes, alone, together, alone, together. Chances are, if you're reading this, you know this cycle. Reading a book is not a group activity, not like going to a movie or a concert. This is the lonely end of the spectrum. Every story in this book is about being with other people, me being with people, or people being together. For the castle builders, it's about flying a stone flag so grand it attracts people with the same dream. For the combine demolition folks, it's about finding a way to get together, a social structure with rules and goals and roles for people to fill while they rebuild their community by crashing farm equipment. For Marilyn Manson, it's about a kid from the Midwest who can't swim, suddenly moved to Florida, where social life is lived in the ocean. Here, that kid is still trying to connect with people. These are all nonfiction stories and essays I wrote between novels. In my own cycle, it goes fact, fiction, fact, fiction. The one drawback to writing is the being alone, the writing part, the lonely garret part. In people's imagination, that's the difference between a writer and a journalist. The journalist, the newspaper reporter, is always rushing, hunting, meeting people, digging up facts, cooking a story. The journalist writes surrounded by people and always on deadline, crowded and hurried, exciting and fun. The journalist writes to connect you to the larger world, a conduit. But a writer is different. Anybody who writes fiction is, people imagine, alone. Maybe because fiction seems to connect you to only the voice of one other person. Maybe because reading is something we do alone. It's a pastime that seems to split us away from others. The journalist researches a story. The novelist imagines it. What's funny is, you'd be amazed at the amount of time a novelist has to spend with people in order to create this single lonely voice, this seemingly isolated world. It's hard to call any of my novels fiction. Most of the reason I write is because once a week it brought me together with other people. This was in a workshop taught by a published writer, Tom Spanbauer, around his kitchen table on Thursday nights. At the time, most of my friends were based on proximity, neighbors or co-workers, those people you only know because, well, you're stuck sitting next to them every day. The funniest person I know, Ina Gebert, calls co-workers your, quote, air family. The problem with proximity friends is they move away, they quit, or get fired. It wasn't until a writing workshop that I discovered the idea of friendships based on a shared passion, writing, or theater, or music, some shared vision, a mutual quest that would keep you together with other people who valued this vague, intangible skill that you valued. These are friendships that outlast jobs and evictions. This steady, regular Thursday night gab fest was the only incentive to keep me writing during the years when writing didn't pay a dime. Tom and Susie and Monica and Stephen, and Bill and Corey and Rick. We fought and praised each other, and it was enough. My pet theory about Fight Club's success is that the story presented a structure for people to be together. People want to see new ways for connecting. Look at books like How to Make an American Quilt and The Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood and The Joy Luck Club. These are all books that present a structure, making a quilt or playing mahjong, that allows people to be together and share their stories. All these books are short stories bound together by a shared activity. Of course, they're all women's stories. We don't see a lot of new models for male social interaction. There's sports, barn raisings,